In the studio today is Mercedes Howard, known as your girl Sadies, an on-air host with our sister station 104.7 The Drop. She also hosts the Black Millennial Mom podcast, which is in the Denver Post Top 10 Colorado podcast in its first season. The podcast focuses on the struggles and authentic beauty of a generation of mothers and fathers who share in the parenthood journeys. No one has the road to parenting all figured out. From becoming a parent, childcare woes, to the importance of a village, the one thing we do know is the parenting journey is not for the weak.
Amen to that.
Resources and opportunities to connect with others going through these experiences are not only needed, but very much appreciated. Mercedes says, quote, create something you love so when you look back, you have something to be proud of, unquote. Happy Mother's Day, Mercedes. It's joyous to be in your presence. Thank you for taking time to be on KUVO Community Connection.
I just love you, Tree. Thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome. It's my pleasure. It's Mother's Day weekend. What's the one thing you learned from your mother that you want to make sure your child knows?
Oh, gosh, how hard and how much we love them. I think that that gets possibly a little bit brushed under the table. You know, we say I love you all the time to our children, to our family members, but to know how much they really love you in the hardest times, in the best times, and all the time is really probably the most influential lesson I think I learned from my mom, as she showcased it daily. So trying to level up to her standards, if you will, is what I achieve to be and do for my son.
That's beautiful. What made you create the Black Millennial Mom podcast?
You know, the podcast came from becoming a mom. I am a millennial, and I thought that this would be a really interesting journey to showcase because I had my child during the pandemic, and there was a lot of babies actually being born during that time. And with that being said, that journey looked very solo and by myself, and I didn't have a huge village at the time that could come visit me or I could talk to, so a lot of friends online kind of became my circle and my village. So from there, I started the podcast, and here we are.
That's amazing. What has been the most challenging thing about doing your podcast?
I think the vulnerability of it all. There's parts where I didn't realize that I would have to become so vulnerable. I think when you're having conversations with people, you hear a lot of their journey. But in the midst of that, when you're a mom, you relate so much to a lot of their struggles. So I find myself tearing up in their stories and being so relatable to what they have going on.
You're just being real.
That's all I'm trying to do.
That's all. You're not trying. You're doing it, girl. What would you say is your biggest reward from the first season?
I think the reaction. Seeing moms kind of salute and parade that, hey, we have someone for our generation able to speak about the struggles that we're dealing with, and also to have this collaboration with PBS Kids. I think that, you know, PBS Kids continues to grow and evolve, and now they're catering to the next generation, and they're finding ways to connect with parents in my generation, and it's a beautiful thing to have this avenue to use.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Now, I want you to tell us about your Black Millennial Mom Mother's Day Brunch Extravaganza.
Oh, my goodness. It's my second annual one. And it's happening on Saturday, May 11th at the Museum for Black Girls. We are just going to turn this into a flower garden tree, if you will. It's going to be beautiful for mothers. About 75 to 100 women will be coming just to enjoy being and celebrating motherhood. We'll sit down, have amazing food, a brunch actually catered by celebrity chef Jason Swiggo. And we'll also have a live violinist, live performances from Brian Anye and Kalem as well. So it's just a great time for my ladies to just celebrate being a mom and be celebrated themselves.
That is absolutely beautiful. I am so happy for you. And you just started your second season.
I did. We've got one episode out right now. And we are getting ready to actually release our second episode that highlights Denver firefighters. So these are parents in the millennial state who are firefighters trying to understand the journey and the struggle while doing a very high stressful career. So I'm very excited to release that one. It's going to be a great episode.
And where can we hear the podcast?
You can actually find it on your iTunes, Google Play. You can actually go to pbskids.com, rmpbskids.com, and you'll see the Black Millennial Mom podcast right there for you.
Excellent. Well, Mercedes, thank you so much for taking time to join me today on Community Connection. And once again, happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you, Tree. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. A Colorado where everyone is felt, seen, and heard.